Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 8th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Our unseasonably warm weather will turn cooler starting today. It will be 65 degrees and partly sunny with a low of 44. In our top story, it's Election Day. After months leading up to the midterm elections, North Carolina voters will head to the polls if they haven't already voted early. At stake is a U.S. Senate seat, control of the General Assembly and dozens of races at the local level. If you're still figuring out who to vote for, head to newsobserver.com for our guide to all local candidates and the newspaper's endorsements. Later tonight, head back to our website for up-to-the-minute results and analysis as the polls close. In our other top story, a 17-year-old from Mebane was charged Monday as an adult in the September shooting deaths of two teenagers in Orange County. Aisha Ross faces two counts of murder in the killings of 14-year-old Lyric Woods and 18-year-old Devin Clark. Authorities said Ross fled to Delaware after the crimes. The two teens were reported missing by their families and then found shot to death along an ATV trail. Police have said they do not know of a motive for the shooting and said they don't know whether a reason will ever be known. The suspect's identity has been kept private until now because of his age. He will now be charged as an adult. In Chapel Hill, lead was found in dozens of water fixtures at UNC Chapel Hill's Keenan Stadium and Dean Smith Center as part of ongoing testing for the toxic metal in buildings around campus. The venues are home to the university's football and basketball teams. It is unclear whether fans or visitors to the facilities have access to these rooms. But it marks the first time lead has been found in the water of an athletic facility at the university since widespread testing began earlier this semester. Lead has now been found in water fixtures in more than three dozen university buildings since August. And finally, it's officially basketball season as the Triangle's Big Three men's basketball teams had their first home games. UNC, NC State and Duke all walked away with wins. It was the first game for new Duke coach Joe Shire, and he coached the Blue Devils to a decisive victory against Jacksonville. UNC found competition with UNC Wilmington while NC State dominated against Austin Peay. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.